So, have you seen the video? A crowd of shoppers eating in a bustling mall food court. You can hear a piano playing Christmas carols in the background. Suddenly, a young woman on a cell phone stands up and, to the astonishment of everyone around her, begins singing Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. Then a guy carrying one of those warning, wet floor signs chimes in, as does a couple at an ATM. Before long, a whole chorus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The video, Christmas Food Court Flash Mob, was filmed in the Seaway Mall in Welland, Canada, a month ago. It's the most popular video on YouTube right now, with over 15 million hits. But it's not really a flash mob in the truest sense. While the real shoppers were stunned, the soloists and the chorus Niagara had rehearsed, and the camera work was carefully planned by Alphabet Photography, a company that simply wanted to produce a little film to thank their clients. Boy, they may now have many new clients. Joining us on the line is that soprano with a cell phone. She's Stephanie Trichu. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you.
What was that like to stand up? I mean, everybody around you is eating. Most of the people are shoppers. They have no idea what's coming. What was that like to stand up and start it all?
It was pretty cool. It was a really neat experience. And, I mean, I guess there was a little bit of nervousness that I had just because, you know, I didn't know if people were going to be thinking I was a crazy person or something. But, I mean, it was actually a really neat experience.
Well, in fact, you were so nervous you were on the cell phone because you called your sister?
Yeah, actually, I called her. I mean, part of it was because I was nervous, but part of it was just we had been there so long that I was kind of getting lonely, and I just kind of wanted someone to talk to.
Well, now, how did this all come about? We know that you are with the Chorus Niagara. These are non-professionals, but a very good choir that performs in the area. But had you rehearsed it at the mall beforehand?
Yes, we just rehearsed it that morning, actually. I mean, Chorus Niagara must have been rehearsing in preparation for it for a couple weeks, and Alphabet Photography, I guess it took, from what I heard, it took about 7 or 8 weeks for them to put it all together, but myself, I was just there early in the morning, and I just ran through it a couple times.
But at that time, were there all these shoppers around?
Oh, no, we went into the mall at 6:30 in the morning, so before the mall had even opened.
And so when you did it with these 7 hidden cameras and this piano player who's off in the mall somewhere who suddenly, you know, breaks into the beginning of the Hallelujah Chorus, and there's all these shoppers around. I mean, yes, you said you thought people would think you were crazy, and when you watch it, you think these people are crazy. People are suddenly starting singing. Could you feel a change, though? Tell us what you felt from those people around you.
Well, at first it was kind of like they were wondering what was going on, so there was a little bit of a lack of energy from them just because I think there was so much confusion. But by the time the rest of the choir joined in, it was like people were really getting into it, and then you started seeing the joy on people's faces. They were kind of excited.
It's just beautiful. You see grandmothers with tears in their eyes, you know, hugging their grandchildren. The Hallelujah Chorus can get awfully complicated. Who's conducting?
Actually, the conductor is Dr. Robert Cooper. He's the conductor of Chorus Niagara, and he didn't actually conduct us for the flash mob video. He was in the crowd, but he actually didn't conduct us on the day the video was recorded.
So how are you keeping it together? We noticed the people in the chorus are looking at each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could also hear the piano, and I mean, the Hallelujah Chorus is fairly strict rhythm, and I mean, so it wasn't really difficult that way, and it's really important. I mean, in music, communication is really important just by looking at each other, so I think we were also doing that, just listening to each other and looking at each other just to make sure we were all on the same page.
Well, it came out of nowhere, and it's gone around the world. Have you heard from people outside of your area?
Oh, my goodness. I've heard from so many people. I mean, I've had emails from people all over the United States. I've had emails from people in Germany, in Australia, all over Europe.
What are they saying to you?
A lot of people are just saying thank you. They're saying, you know, we just want to let you know that my family loves this. You made me cry. I mean, it's brought a lot of joy to the holiday season. Thank you for reminding us what the true meaning of the season is. And then I've had other people asking me, what's the deal with the cell phone? Were you really talking to someone, or were you using it as a microphone? Or
I thought maybe that's where you were getting cues.
No, not at all. My sister was on the other line the whole time.
And Stephanie, we understand you're a graduate student of music at the University of Western Ontario, so you take music seriously. Has this launched your career?
I hope so. I'm singing with Chorus Niagara this weekend as a soloist in their performance of The Messiah, but if this could get me a couple more singing engagements, that would be pretty awesome.
we wish you well, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Stephanie Trichu. She sings lead soprano in that YouTube sensation, a flash mob performance of Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. You can see the whole thing on our website, hereandnow.org. Be prepared to be moved.